This is a difficult one for all three of us on the show, but I do want to say, as Yurko and Harry do as well, a word or two about a listener who passed away. And we're very lucky, and I think one thing that all three of us take a lot of pride in is when we go out to these establishments on Friday afternoons and have an opportunity to meet the people who listen to this show on a daily basis. We never get tired of it. We try our best, and I think more often than not, we accomplish our goal in being genuine, because that's who we are, and I think that contributes largely to the success this program has enjoyed over the last couple of years. As I got back from Ditka's earlier today, I received an email from Doug White, Doug from Evergreen Park, when he emails the show, with the tragic news that Julie Trudeau, who was just 39 years old, passed away on Tuesday. And I'm stunned by it. I'm horribly saddened by it. Had an opportunity to visit with her and her husband, Adam, recently at a show we did in Wrigleyville. And I'm looking at a picture right now on ChicagoSportsFan.com posted in the general discussion section. I believe it was taken at Shoeless Joe's. The bar looks like Shoeless Joe's, where you two fine, you know, user-friendly people are all smiling with Julie, who was known as Happy Hour Jason on the message boards. And my heart and prayers go out to Julie's family and Adam. Best of luck.
I can't believe she's gone. I echo Mac's sentiments. It's great to be able to meet you guys. You know, if you do radio, you get to meet a lot of people from different walks of life. Most jobs, you're only meeting people from, like, that job. And we get to meet so many people. And as we meet new friends, it, you know, it gets better and better for us. And the idea that somebody goes so early, it's just horrible, and it makes you want to go home and hug your kids.
And we've seen her at a number of events, but none more special than the Rosemont Horizon in Rosemont when we were at the Harry Carey's, and we gave away a trip to Vegas.
She won.
And she was the winner of that trip.
Is this Harry Carey's?
It could be Harry Carey's.
You've seen the photo. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I get every Rosemont bar looks the same to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Rosemont establishments. They all look the same to me. And we were at Murphy's not too long ago. The Cubs weren't there, but we were there, and we had a very enthusiastic crowd, and Julie was there with Adam and a big fan who was the site administrator, mm-hmm. and we had a terrific conversation after the show about just traveling around the country, favorite restaurants, New York service industry versus Boston. She was a woman who really had a tremendous, tremendous appetite for life, always in a terrific mood anytime we were around her, and she was a listener of this program and a supporter of all the events that we hosted. Whenever she was there, she was always quick with a joke and a light of your smoke, and I'm going to miss her.